I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. With your help, letter carriers in the Quad Cities will help feed people over the summer. Saturday, the National Association of Letter Carriers will pick up bags of non-perishable food left at mailboxes to deliver to the Riverbend Food Bank. And the group could use more volunteers to help with the annual Stamp Out Hunger food drive. Tracy Bultnick, whose delivery route is in Rock Island, has been coordinating the city's food drive for the last few years.
A lot of people think to give to food banks during the holidays. That's wonderful. This time of the year, they're kind of running empty, and we're moving into that big push. We've got a lot of kids home from school in the summertime, and so they need those food banks replenished.
Volunteers will drive around neighborhoods picking up bags of food. Others will take bags that letter carriers have already collected to post offices. Bultnick says other volunteers will help put all the food in boxes.
The Riverbend Food Bank provides us with boxes, and all of that food has to be boxed up so that it can go over to the food bank. We put it in boxes, put it on pallets, and so we have people who are packing the food as well.
She says a couple of locations where volunteers will be needed include Davenport's main post office on West 2nd Street from noon until 3 p.m. and the Moline post office on 17th Street from 3 to 6 p.m. The Letter Carriers Association relies on help from the United Way, Riverbend Food Bank, and the Quad City Federation of Labor. And Bultnick says, this year, local members of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union will help out for the first time. This year is the 25th anniversary of the Stamp Out Hunger food drive. It's provided more than 1.5 billion pounds of food throughout the country, and each year in the Quad Cities, the letter carriers have been delivering about 100,000 pounds of food to the food bank. I'm Michelle O'Neill.